Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Time for You Big Dummy. These are real news stories that we gather together every week. And then we vote on the dumbness of the dummies. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A singer's lip syncing was exposed after she accidentally held her microphone upside down. Chinese folk singer Sa Ding Ding, 32, was performing at the Lantern Festival Gala when the embarrassing incident occurred. In the clip, the songstress begins her performance with graceful dance moves and only realizes she is holding her mic the wrong way after she starts singing. Bizarrely, the audio level does not change after she flips the microphone the right way up. She smiles as she realizes her mistake and then carries on singing as though nothing had happened. After the performance, the star took to the social media telling her followers, "Next time I will sharpen my acting skills."
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. I, period.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two. Dummy two. A film lover wants to ban the sale of popcorn in cinemas because he claims the noise of it being eaten ruins movies. Mike Shotton first became frustrated with the rustling and chewing back when he watched Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves back in the 90s. It was 25 years ago. But it was a trip to see the new Star Wars film that tipped the 39-year-old over the edge. He said, "I couldn't believe the amount of noise during the film. It completely ruined the movie for me." Mike's argument to ban popcorn has been met with agreement from some, gaining 106 signatures since its setup, but he's also encountered resistance. Counterpetition was set up calling on people to stop Mike Shotton and others from trying to get popcorn banned. It added that Shotton is, quote-unquote, a killjoy.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Now, I gotta say, I too am frustrated by the amount of noise that that people make in the movie theater. But Are you guys at all, like, concerned about the kind of food that's now being served in theaters? Remember when people would sneak in food? Because it's like, sometimes it's like, you know, here's a nice smelly thing to eat.
Right, but people can, I mean, the stuff you can order now, it's pretty elaborate.
I know, it is,
right.
It's totally elaborate. It's changed. Okay. This guy's been mad for 25 years. He was like, since Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Yeah, man. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Back to you, big dummy. You big dummy. Dummy number three, dummy number three. Dummy number three is presented by this week's reader, Tony, for being our reader. She wins a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations and order online at loumalnati's.com. Dummy number three with Tony.
This is Tony for you, big dummy. An Oregon man dialed 911 after his wife's jacket zipper got stuck. In the unbelievable audio, you can hear the husband demanding an immediate emergency response to what he thinks is a critical situation. He tells the dispatcher, "Yeah, we got a problem here. My wife is struggling in her jacket and can't get it off." I want 911 here immediately. After being asked whether his wife is struggling to breathe, he replied that she was fine and she just couldn't get the jacket off, and he was very angry about it. Thinking of alternative ways to help the woman rather than sending paramedics or firefighters, the dispatcher suggests he cut the garment off. The man replied, "No, I don't want to cut it off. It's a nice jacket." When the dispatcher agrees to send fire crew, the caller then questions her on exactly how long they will take to arrive. Both the woman and her jacket were later rescued by firefighters. Now, back to you, Nick.
What?
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Wow. Dummy number four, dummy number four. Four. Story is sent to us by our friend Wild Bill. Wild Bill sends this story. A mechanic arrested for stealing city bus told police that he took the vehicle because he was late for work. The driver of bus number 1289 told cops that she was on break Wednesday at a St. Paul gas station when the theft occurred. The Metro Transit employee left the bus running. She had activated its hydraulic brakes. During police questioning, Gregory Jenrick, a Metro Transit mechanic, said that he was on his way to work when he stopped at the gas station. While getting gas, he locked his keys in his car. He noticed the bus, fearing he was late for work, deactivated the brakes and began driving it. The driver called the police, and Jenrick was pulled over a short time later. Jenrick, who has worked for the Metro Transit since last April, was charged with auto theft, a felony carrying a maximum of 5-year prison term, and he's being held in lieu of $5,000 bail at the county jail.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number five, dummy number five. This dummy story was sent to us by our friend Jim Hankey. Thank you, Jim. The singer of a band that caused thousands of dollars in damage to a club they played recently complained that his band is still owed money from the gig. On February 13th, the band Three Bad Jacks performed a concert at the Rebel Lounge in Phoenix. During the performance, frontman Elvis Sousa started squirting rubbing alcohol across the floor, setting it ablaze and setting off the sprinkler system. The Phoenix Fire Department had to be called to turn off the sprinkler system, and the Rebel Lounge was forced to close and assess the water damage to the property. Sousa took to the band's Facebook page to address the incident, saying, We've used rubbing alcohol every show that we've ever played. No one mentioned anything about sprinklers to us and not to do fire. The show we played is the show we were hired to perform. The venue was packed, and they kept all the money. Club owner's response to the band never asked for permission to use fire, and it would have never been granted if they had. Sousa responded, "Phoenix, you have proven to be some of the meanest people on the face of the earth. I did not want any harm to come to this venue, even though they ripped me off. Don't expect me to be warm and fuzzy after what you put me through. I am so mad. They hired us to play this show. Own up!"
My only child is a dummy.
Okay. We have to vote. We've got the dummy who was caught lip-syncing because she was holding her microphone upside down. We got the dummy who wants to ban popcorn because it makes too much noise. Apparently, this has annoyed him since 1991. We got the dummy who called 911 when the zipper on his wife's jacket was stuck. The dummy who stole the bus because he was late for work. And the dummy who set fire to a club and then complained that they didn't pay him. Dan?
I love the fact it started with Prince of Thieves. That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I love the line reading that Tony had of the guy when he was calling 911, and also the fact he asked how long it would take for them to get there.
Right.
But I think I got to go with the mechanic. I mean, that's just too perfect. What are the chances of a bus mechanic finding a bus
right
at a gas station, knowing how to disable the brakes because he was late for work?
Pretty special.
And he locked his keys in his car. If he was a good mechanic, A, he wouldn't do that, and B, he'd figure a way to get in. So,
that's right. Mechanic. Okay. All right, cool. And Esmeralda.
I love the mechanic one.
The mechanic one.
I love that he's like, I'm late for work.
And what, he just takes the.
What do I do? There's a bus.
I'm going to agree with it's universal, this one. It's definitely. So that's our dummy right there. That's the dummy of the week. Okay, we can get some straight out of context in, can't we? We got a couple of minutes here to do that. Here we go. F-bomb.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Straight out of context. You know what this is. This is when you, the listener, listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody on this station says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send your out of context to nickdshow@gmail.com. nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
First up, Eric heard this one of Wendy.
I can't do him.
Okay.
Tony submitted this one of you.
It's too long. It's just crazy. Okay. Next.
Peter and Brian emailed this one of Dan Feinberg.
I've been banging.
Oh, man. We got some dirty minds on this, listening to this station. Okay, next.
Joe sent in this one of you and Esmeralda.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Mr. Big Stuff. Esmeralda, do you enjoy the Mr. Big Stuff?
Yeah. Yes, I do. You can't help it.
You do enjoy the Mr. Big Stuff. We found that out last week.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you sound thrilled. Okay, next.
Brian heard this one of John Williams.
Yeah, you're getting ready to play with the boys from the beat.
J-Dub. Okay.
Speaking of J-Dub, Brian also sends us this one.
I like my nuts.
What's going on Saturday mornings? What in God's name is happening? Okay.
All right. This one submitted by Wild Bill of you.
I didn't do anything, Dan. I didn't touch anything. I always have to say that. That's just a prerequisite. Okay.
Another one of you, courtesy of Amy.
You know, I was plugging the thing. Uh-huh. Okay, that was the thing, my screening for the thing, which is Tuesday, March 8th at the Movie Go Theater. Get your tickets now. Okay?
Another one of you from Wild
what
Bill.
The hell? I'm surprised you didn't play with him that night. Okay.
One more before the break.
Yeah.
A opus from Bill and Wendy. This has come courtesy of Jesse, John, Ken, and Eric.
You can do this.
A little lower?
Yeah, lower.
The bottom. So, like, in between the nipples? I could keep going, I guess.
But the pacing is about twice a second, right? It's Benny the Bull over you, just pumping on you.
What? What the heck? What? Okay, it's time to break, I think. I don't even know what to say. We'll finish straight out of context. We got Nick T Show Spies and Fly Jams Friday coming up. I'm quite disturbed. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, poor, I'm coming straight out of context.
Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up, as well as Nick D Show Spies. But we got to finish up with our straight out of context. We got a pretty terrifying batch so far. Okay, Dan, what's next?
Next up, Indiana Joe heard this one of Rokon.
Maybe you have been doing polls and we've not just seen them.
Okay.
Ken submitted this one also of Ro.
Ask Siri if you can get in her back door and see what she says to you.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Tim and our own Ross Cochran emailed this one of Mary Vandeveld.
It blows before it sticks.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay. Thank you, Ross. All right, next.
All right, Brad sent in this one of Bertrand.
No one wants a manhole.
What?
Wait, what kind of?
Mad?
Mad or man?
Man.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was like, I thought it was just, it was a hole that was mad.
Well, some people do want one.
Yeah. Okay, next.
All right, this next one, pretty spectacular.
Oh, God. All right.
Involves Steve Cochran, John DeCoss, Mary Vandeveld, and Andre Darlis. It was sent in by John, Celine, Eric, and again, Ross Cochran.
I'm looking for women on the phone. All right, let's move down.
Come on in here. Let me get a little.
The boob hug is fine.
John just went in. Gained a few inches.
You grabbed. You're very handsy.
It's okay. I'm okay with it. Let me pull him toward me.
I don't want you touching my girl parts.
That was a little too straightforward there, John. No kissing on the lips.
You should see DeCastro with me. He's kissing me on the mouth all the time.
He does. But he's DeCastro.
What the hell is going on?
Are we the only family-friendly show?
I think so. And that's our morning drive show, by the way. Having an orgy in the Showcase studio. Boob hugging and grabbing and going in inches and kissing on the mouth.
And none of us got invited.
That's right, damn it. Wow. All right. Tune in at 6 o'clock this morning, everybody, for the fantastic WGN morning show, Steve Cochran. Okay?
John submitted this one of Wendy.
The King's got a whopper.
Okay. Yes.
Eric emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
Look at the size of my stick.
I can't tell you the number of times I've heard Cochran say that. Okay.
Eric and Tim sent in this one of Wendy.
Obviously, you're going to whip that out at the Arcata.
And she was saying that to Rick Springfield because I heard Jesse's girl playing underneath her.
You are correct.
She said to Rick Springfield that you're going to whip that out. I'd say, if I had the opportunity to say that to Rick Springfield, I would also say whip it out to Rick Springfield. No questions asked. Okay.
And finally, Wild Bill brings us this one of Rokon.
Rockford, once known as the screw capital of America.
Really? Well, you know.
Congrats.
Cheap Trick makes very romantic music. What can I tell you?
Spies.
Hey.
Yeah. That's right.
Spies. Like us.
All right. Nick D. Show Spies. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity or any way, jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got?
For this week.
Whoa.
Carol was the spy in this exchange between Matt Bubala and Roger Badish.
I haven't been keeping up with, so what's the Tonight Show airing on now? Antenna TV?
Oh boy.
I think it's on Antenna TV.
Nick DiGilio, 2.
Nick posts about it a lot on Facebook, so I'll see like who Johnny Carson had on, and Nick just wrote a post about how Jimmy Stewart, they showed an episode that Jimmy Stewart visited Johnny the other night, and Nick got to meet Jimmy Stewart because Roy Leonard was interviewing him, and Roy let Nick come in and meet him.
That was a great story.
And said how incredible that was.
Yeah. I met Jimmy Stewart. That was unbelievable. I sat in on the interview with Jimmy Stewart. He signed my poster of Vertigo. I was shaking like a leaf when I met him. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that appearance that he made on Johnny Carson was spectacular. And those Johnny Carson reruns, people, if you're not watching the Johnny Carson reruns on Antenna TV, you are missing out on just incredible television. It's so awesome. The minute I get home from work every morning, I watch the Johnny Carson rerun from the night before. I love it. Okay. What's next?
All right. So a little bit later, Matt and Roger also talked about you. This comes from Carol and Mike. They actually gave you like a good 3-minute solid plug of your screening of Scarface. So we're going to skip ahead here to the next part of the conversation.
And of course, he loves Al Pacino.
Yeah.
And
this
so
this is his second favorite Pacino performance.
Yeah.
So what's his number one? Doesn't say that in the post.
No, he said it. There's a
post.
Oh,
no, I'm
earlier.
Sorry. He does. Watching my favorite Pacino performance of all time, Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah, Dog Day Afternoon.
Tonight
yeah.
he's screening at 7 o'clock at the Movico. Movico.com if you want to go see.
$10.
Scarface.
$10.
But I bring that up because I was seeing on social media earlier, there's this movie, The Witch, that's out right now. And a woman I follow on Twitter named Molly Knight, who wrote a great book about the Dodgers, and I need to get her on the show. Shane, remind me of that this week. We're together next week. I need to get Molly Knight to talk about her Dodgers book on the show. But she had written something about, saw The Witch, I will be awake for the next 72 hours with the lights on.
Yeah,
I'd seen a couple of things about The Witch. So Nick, in another post, wrote something like, believe the effing hype.
Mm-hmm.
So he saw The Witch tonight.
Yeah.
And apparently even Nick. And Nick, if Nick thinks it's good, Nick is hard to please sometimes.
Very.
I think it's safe to say.
Yeah.
Nick either absolutely hates something or really, really loves something. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of it was okay from Nick.
And his favorite genre is horror.
He has a high level of standards for these movies.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Nick believes in this movie as well. So The Witch, if you're up for a good scary movie this weekend, might be one you want to see.
And then, of course, tune in Sunday night, Monday morning, I think is when he does it. They review movies on Nick's show at 2 in the morning. So
that
so
would make
be
2 sense.
O'clock Monday morning.
That would make sense. So then you can chat about it with him then as well.
Wow. Thank you guys for spending half your show talking about Scarface and plugging it. I really appreciate that. We had a nice big crowd for Scarface. I'm sure that added to it. And yes, The Witch is great. But I'm getting a lot of people who just want to punch me in the face because I recommended it. Be careful. It's a very polarizing movie. I think it's great.
They should know. If you love that movie and it's horror, it's going to be frightening.
I have a history of enjoying. That's how I got started, Esmeralda.
Right. I mean, you were like, that movie's so great. I was like, I'm never going to see it. It's very scary then.
Okay, we got one more, right? And then we can.
Two more.
We got two more. Oh, two ones. Okay, here we go.
Wild Bill is the spy here. Patty was talking to the creator of the Ferris Bueller Festival.
Oh,
you know who does not like this movie? Not one bit, not one little bit, Craig. Do you know who really, really dislikes this movie very much?
The guy after us?
Nick DiGilio really dislikes it.
Yes, I do. Second worst movie ever made. Featuring the most despicable character in the history of cinema. Yep. The Ferris Bueller, the character, more despicable than the character that Ralph Fiennes plays in Schindler's List. Okay, next.
Next up, Peter and Amy were the spies in this conversation involving the WGN Radio Theater.
Our listeners are trying to help us come up with ways to get more likes, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, we want more likes. I think Nick DiGilio has like 12,000
likes. Oh, he has more than that.
Likes. No, I think that's about what it is, right, Dan? I think like 12,000.
Yeah, I think something like that.
Nick has a lot of fans, I'll tell you what.
Well, and we aspire to be
well
like Nick.
Deserved, too, because we love Nick DiGilio.
Oh, Carl. That is sweet. I'm very close to 12,000 fans on my Facebook page. And I appreciate every one of my fans. And I appreciate how loyal you are to this show, how loyal you are to us, and how, you know, how much you guys love the show. I appreciate it. And also, podcasts are very popular, too. But we would love to hit 12,000. We're getting close. Help us out. It's real easy to do. Just go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show and like us.